Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Tuesday, what we did was to pick the discerning of spirits as the last of the mind gifts or the revelation gifts. And we said that to discern is to perceive by the sight or some other sense or by the intellect. I asked everybody, it means to see, to recognize, to apprehend, to distinguish mentally, recognize one as distinct from the other, to differentiate, to discriminate. I mean, all of these words describe discernment. And then the discerning of spirits specifically has to do with knowing the difference between spirits. So we look at examples of the discerning of spirits. We look at Malachi 3:18. Malachi 3:18 says to us that we shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and between those that serve the Lord and those who serve him not. And you know what that does? That helps you so that you are not deceived by somebody who is pretending. Huh? Who is pretending. He dances, he claps, he does everything. Pray about it. I have been through these things. I thank God. I think I've said it sometime in the past year. I thank God for my experiences in the ministry. God is good. The Lord spoke to me one time. He said, the first time I heard the voice of the Lord will give you the best preparation of your life. That was it. That was all he said. It was in the middle of the night. Loud voice from behind me. I was sleeping. The window was behind me. But I got up. I sat and I looked. Who spoke? It was just the darkness outside the window. I said, oh, it's the voice of the Lord. And he's taking me through these things. I can see that the Holy Spirit is there to help us. Hallelujah. There was a man in the church that I first attended, that I was attending before we started praise assembly. Believe me, to me, he was a man of God. I could, in fact, when God revealed him to me, I refused. I'm not kidding. I refused to believe that it could be him doing what I saw in the church. There was no doubt it was him that I saw. My wife had said, but the one that you described is this man. I said, yes. I said, it must only look like him. I'm not kidding. I said, it must be somebody else who had marks like him. Somebody else, you know. No, boom, sure. But when it started, I said, Lord, why must any man argue with God anyway? When God now brought it up and everything started to happen, then I knew the difference between those who were serving God and those who were not serving God. And here was a church leader. May the Lord help us. And then Hebrews 5:14 says that strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who, by reason of the use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And good is by the Lord, and evil is by an evil spirit. Hallelujah. Okay. Hebrews 4:12. 1 John 4:1 to 6. That talks about not believing every spirit. And the essential thing that we will take out of it right now is that he tells us to test them. And any spirit which will not glorify Jesus Christ is not of God. That is how to discern the spirit. Just test and see. Hallelujah. If that spirit does not glorify Jesus, it is not of God. We will say more about it later on. Hallelujah. And then 1 Corinthians 2:4 says that the natural man cannot receive the things of God. Hallelujah. Because he is ordinary, he is natural. The things of God don't make any sense to him. He cannot understand them. He cannot receive them. Because they are spiritually discerned. You have to be spiritual to recognize and desire the things of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And how are spirits discerned? By knowing the thoughts of people. Jesus did that a lot. Hallelujah. And in John 2:25, we're told that Jesus did not need that anyone should testify of man, because he knew what was in man. So quite a number of times you will see people are thinking evil in their hearts, and Jesus will say, why do you think evil in your heart? It is not an evil spirit operating. Hallelujah. Why do you imagine in your heart saying such and such and such? Praise the Lord. And it's second place, I said, there are audio cues, and this means anything which you hear which helps you to discern the spirit. That's an audio cue. Anything which you hear which helps you to discern the spirit. Hallelujah. Will be called an audio cue. In Acts 13:9-10, we have the story of Bar Jesus against Paul. And when he came to stop Paul from speaking to the deputy, he came with his own doctrine, against the doctrine of Jesus Christ. That is the spirit of Antichrist. Are you with me now? He stood in the way. That is Antichrist. And Paul cursed him. The spirit of the Lord came upon Paul, and he spoke to him and struck him with blindness, and he was blind immediately, and he was led away by the hand. Hallelujah. And Acts 16:16-19, the story of the girl that had the familiar spirit, the spirit of divination, that followed the apostles, crying after them, announcing to the people, these are the servants of the Most High God. They have come to show us the way of light. She wasn't saying anything wrong. It sounded okay. But Paul discerned that it was a contrary spirit. Hallelujah. In the way that when spirits of religion or religious spirits would try to glorify Jesus, Jesus would say, hold your peace. Hold your peace and come out. He did not allow them to continue to glorify him, because uncleanness does not glorify God. So Paul cast out the spirit, and the girl was set free from bondage, because people were using her to make money. And those who were using her to make money were very unhappy, because she was delivered. And they had the apostles arrested and flogged. Hallelujah. Now, under audio cues, what you hear, we recall again 1 John 4:1-6. We mentioned it earlier, but now under audio cues, 1 John 4:1-6, the essential thing there is doctrinal. When you test if the spirit will not proclaim Jesus as Lord, it is of the Antichrist. Hallelujah. In that case, somebody tell me, how do you test? Like what? You see, he says, any spirit which will not proclaim that Christ came in the flesh is of the Antichrist. Any spirit that will not proclaim that Jesus is the Christ, he is the Lord, accept him like that, is of the Antichrist. So what test will you use? I have done it many times. You see, when you know the scriptures, when they sink into your spirit, when the day comes to use what you have learned, it will flow from your spirit. Are you following me now? When you know it here, it will not flow. Several times we do it. Our spirit is active. Proclaim that Jesus is Lord. You can frame the question in any way that will bring Jesus as Lord and tell the spirit to proclaim it. We refuse. The person may be the choir leader in the church. Are you following me now? But when the spirit is active and you say under the power of the anointing, proclaim that Jesus is Lord, you'll be surprised. The scripture is the scripture. Hallelujah. Now, under audio cues again. Yes, sir. Please, I need this to go into my recorder.
You haven't answered the question properly.
Okay.
You asked us, how do we decide?
Yes.
You want an answer to say, please, do this or do that.
No, I just said it. I said, tell the Spirit to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. I said, if it is of the Antichrist, it will refuse. I just said that, have you? Yeah. It will refuse.
It looks simplistic.
It is simple. You see, don't take these things as difficult. It is simple. Just tell the Spirit. The Spirit, proclaim that Jesus is Lord. The Spirit will refuse. But you have to believe in what you are doing as a minister. Don't see it as difficult. Are you following me? Yes.
Please, I can't a religious spirit say, Jesus is Lord?
I will come to that. I have mentioned it, but I'll come to that. Remember I said when unclean spirits tried to glorify Jesus by calling him the righteous one of God, the holy one of God, he told them to shut up. Amen? Those are religious spirits. Because they are religious, they may respond. They will say it with pain and agony. You can see it with your eyes. I hope you follow me now. They will try to, as they try to say, you will see that, boy, this is a torment. Do you follow me? To the spirit. Then you will know it is just a religious spirit. Are you following me? Praise the Lord. But when it is of God, you will just hear Jesus is Lord. You tell them once, proclaim that Jesus is Lord, but they may answer seven times. They will just give them, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, Jesus. Are you following me now? Okay, it's easy, it's beautiful, there is no torment. Okay, hallelujah. So in 1 Timothy 4:1-4, we have what is described as seducing spirits, which are spirits of wrong doctrines. Seducing spirits, which are spirits of wrong doctrines. Trying to entice you to do things that appear to be good, but which are not good. That is seduction. Amen? Okay. Presenting something that is wrong to you as if it were good. And hear what he says. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidden to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. And I told you, some things sound good, but they're contrary to sound doctrine. Don't eat meat. Don't eat chicken. Do you follow me now? And you can go from place to place telling people, and telling them why they must not. But it is wrong doctrine. The only thing that God does not want is abuse. Do not abuse anything that God has given to you to use. That is all. Like I said, God himself ate meat. Father Abraham slaughtered a calf and prepared. Told Sarah to dress it. Got it ready. And God ate. He ate butter and drank milk. Are you following me? and people will tell you, don't drink milk. Well, I have touched on that in the past. I'm not taking it up now. Okay, praise the Lord. They'll tell you, don't drink milk. God said, I'm taking you to a land that flows with milk and honey. Was God saying that milk is bad? He was saying that milk is good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? No. The things were there. You remember the bulls of Bashan? Look, the cows in that place. Are you following me? The land was rich. When Father Abraham told Lot, choose one place. He looked for the land that was well watered and rich for the cattle. And when you have that type of thing, then you have plenty of milk. Don't you remember Jonathan? When Saul was in the hold, fearful of the Philistines, trembling, and he told everybody, nobody eats today. And Jonathan was not there, he didn't know. He had been hungry. Bible said he was coming, and he saw a honeycomb, and he took his staff, punched it, and took the honey. And you say there's no honey there? God was talking of milk and honey, praise the Lord, flowing. Hallelujah. That was the land. Rich. Praise the Lord. How many of you have just found honey? You are just going, you saw honeycomb in here. And you don't see them around too much. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the third one. Okay. Still on the audio cue. Let me tell you this one. I'll share this one with you. Many years ago, we were ministering deliverance to a young lady. At that time, we were still at Zion. Her deliverance was one of the toughest that I have ever taken part in. Her mother was deep in the cherubim and seraphim church. And only God knows what she had been through. All of the hair on her head was snakes in the spirit. Snakes, serpents. In the spirit. As soon as they start ministering to her, the snakes are active. And she will be doing like that. Pulling them up. And they will be coming from her eyes, from her ears. But in the spirit, she will do that. And then during one of the ministrations, we had to identify a spirit. And I will tell you why later on. But the spirit started to cry, Samaru. Samaru. You know that's a place called Samaru in the north. Samaru. Samaru. Samaru Zare. I've just returned from there. Samaru. You would think that she was referring to Samaru here. But there was a Bible scholar with us. He's now a pastor in Gomashel. Sayo something. Anyway, he was one of our members at the Prime Ministry. He was a Bible scholar studying Hebrew. And he was the one who told us, Samaru in Hebrew is spirit of fear. Samaru. Ru. Samaru. Ru. Spirit of fear. In Islam, they call Jesus Ru Allah, the spirit of God. You know, it's the same area. They share some words. That was how we know it was the spirit of fear. Are you following me now? Okay, so what you are hearing tells you a story. And you can discern the spirit. Glory to God. And I just want to share this one also. Some years ago, we went to one village up Ogumashaw. The village was called Elebekepe. We call it Elebela now. And we had an open air crusade. And I was ministering mass deliverance. And when we minister mass deliverance, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the only one who talks. Others don't talk because the demons should not be receiving multiple instructions. Are you following me? At the same time, it is wrong. And I was ministering, and the hand of the Lord came upon this girl. And the demons threw her on the ground, and she was rolling in the dust, shouting, just rolling in the dust. The noise was so much. I had to tell Sister Mary, please, go and cast out that demon. Then Mary started to go towards her, Then the Holy Spirit told me, follow her. So I dropped the microphone and I followed her. And when I came closer, I understood why. Praise the Lord. The demons were speaking in Yoruba, and Mary's Yoruba at that time would not understand it. And you needed to know what they were saying to cast them out. So I came there and I could hear what they were saying clearly. In other words, we are many. Somebody tell me, when the Spirit says we are many, what is the name? Legion. That was a legion. So I just came there, just said, you legion, I command you in the name of Jesus, come out of her. One brief second. What? She was silent. If you want to clap, clap. Hallelujah. She sat. She looked at herself all dust. She looked like that. Then she got up and had somebody take her away to go and change. Audio cue. You hear it? You know the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, visual cue. In other words, whatever you see visually, which can help you identify the Spirit, is a visual cue. Zechariah 3, 1 to 2. And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. He saw two spirits, the angel of the Lord. He knew that was of the Lord. Are you following me? And right there, he saw Satan, the angel of darkness. He knew the difference between the two. Praise the Lord. Standing at his right hand. Hallelujah. I have seen revelations of Satan a number of times. May God help us to be able to identify him. It can be very tricky. But if you have allowed the word of God to dwell in you, in your heart, not in your brain, it is the Holy Spirit who leads you through. I will share more with you in the future. Because when you see him ordinarily, when he presents himself to you, he presents himself like a shining angel. Do you follow me? Like an angel of light. Yes, because if you see him in his reality, you will not take what he's telling you. He has to disguise. You follow me now? And without the Spirit of God, without applying some of this, okay, let me give you an example. Many years ago, one night I was sleeping, and I was now slightly awake, like a trance, in the middle of the night, and I could see a spirit in my room, bright. And the spirit said to me, I am the Lord. And I remembered, believe not every angel, believe not every spirit, test them. And I knew the test. And I said, if you are of the Lord, proclaim that Jesus is Lord. He said, I am the Lord. I said, if you are of the Lord, proclaim that Jesus is Lord. He said, I am the Lord. I said, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And he disappeared. The word of God is true to life. If you're not careful, you'll fall for. I think I was sharing with us about an evangelist who came here, and I said, we're reviewing the crusade, and I said, the man told his own story, and I knew that he did not test the spirit that he saw. He accepted that spirit as being of God, and he started to obey. But what he described with his mouth was a demon. You would never find any description in the Bible that goes, that was a demon. I know. Praise the Lord. Shortly before I left Cape Coast, Ghana, to return to Nigeria finally, one young man ran to me. His father had told me that he would come, but he didn't come. Now, when most of them heard that I was leaving finally, they started to run and come. You follow me? I've been there for more than 2 years. They started to run and come. And I was too busy. And I told him, but I've been around all the time. Your father told me that you were coming. I don't have the time to do any details. He said, but I'm having serious headache. He said, pray for me. At least pray for me because I'm having serious headache. Then I said, I'll pray for you. I just laid hands on him to pray for him. And boom, he went on the ground. And I had to do the deliverance that I did not want to do. As I ministered to him, guess what happened? this young man. So down he went and on his belly. And guess what? He started to move like a snake, on his belly like that. Like a snake. I saw it and I knew it. I knew that was the serpentine spirit. It manifests in different ways, but that was one way. In frankly speaking, that was the first time I was seeing it that way. There were other ways that it would manifest. But after I seen it, it's interesting. I said, "You devil, what is your name?" You know what the devil said? The devil said, "But you have seen me. You know me." Give Jesus the clap offering. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? He said, "You have seen me." He said, "You know me." And guess what he said? The sand eater. Remember Genesis chapter 3? My goodness, I've never had that before. He now called himself the sand eater. What God cursed the serpent to be. You will eat the dust of the earth. My goodness, the Bible is the word of God. Only a fool will say that there is no God. Give Jesus another clap also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Visual cue. Let me go to other things quickly. Next, authoritative command. We are looking at ways to discern spirits. Authoritative command. For example, Jesus was going to cast out the legionnaire from this man. But Jesus had to say, "What is your name?" Abi? And the devil answered, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Question. Did Jesus ask because Jesus did not know?
No.
He knew all things. See, Jesus asked because it is a procedure for casting out some demons. Are you following me? In ministering deliverance, you will see that there are some demons. Until you discern them, you cannot cast them out. You have to discern them before you can cast them out. They will wait. All of the others that don't need it, you come out in Jesus' name, they will go. Then the chiefs will stay. Let us see if he can find us. Do you follow me now? Okay. You have to discern them and tell them, "I know you. Ah, show dear mommy," then they will go. Praise the Lord. So that was why Jesus did that. Hallelujah. And of course, we do that a lot because we know the procedure. We know that somebody may look quiet after so much deliverance, but you may need to probe and discern the ones that are hiding in there and cast them out. Are you following me? In my deliverance book, I mentioned things like this. Okay, but now we're just mentioning it in terms of the gifts of discerning of spirits. Okay, just so that we know. Hallelujah. Okay. Some years ago, a lady, young lady, had mental problem, was referred to us from Lagos. She was sitting in Papa's office. The minister sat around to talk with her. I came in briefly. I didn't know why I couldn't stay that day, but I came in briefly and went in there and saw them sitting, and she knew me. As soon as I entered, I greeted the ministers, but she did not greet me. As soon as I entered, she looked up, and I knew there was a demon. Are you following me? Praise the Lord. But what I saw was sufficient to let me know, because she knew me, and when I entered, she would have greeted me. But she didn't greet me, she just looked down. And I called her name. I said, "Oh, Kimini, won't you greet me?" She said no. I said, "Why?" She said, "You're a child of God. That is why she wouldn't greet me." So you know that must be a demon. She said, "You're a child of God." I said, "And you? What is your name?" And the spirit said, "False prophet." False prophet. False prophet. Oh, ura woli woli, false prophet. The spirit said, "False prophet." And I said, "False prophet, how many of you are there?" And the spirit said, "Seven." Seven is a small one. And I said, false prophet, in the name of Jesus, I bind you by the power of the Holy Spirit. I command all of you, come out of her. And they came out straight. From her eyes, her mouth, her heart, her ears, they came out. And after they came out, I now tested. You follow me? And I said, I called her by name. I said, what is your name? And she mentioned her real name. I said, look at me. And she looked straight to my face. So I left. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is beautiful. We don't know what God has given to us. And that is why we suffer. You know, we said it last week. We say, you are gods. I know that you are gods. You are children of the Most High. But you are going to die like ordinary men and fall like ordinary princes because you don't. But means something is wrong. So demons that you should have dominion over begin to torment you. Are you following me now? The ones that Jesus said, I give you power to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. Those things that you were supposed to be trampling on begin to take a ride on your shoulder. May God help us. Okay. Another thing that the Lord taught me in identifying spirits, which we do in our ministry, I haven't seen many other people do it, but it doesn't matter. When you know the Holy Spirit is teaching you something, it is for you to learn it and teach others. A long time ago, we were still alive. We were ministering to a young girl, high school girl, possessed with water spirits. She was a queen. We had cast out so many other demons. I told you, the big ones want to stay last. I mean, they push out the privates and the generous. Praise the Lord. And we were still just picking up deliverance very well. She was lying there. I knew there was a demon. But come out, didn't do anything anymore. Are you following my point? So I stood almost confused. And then you have to listen to the Holy Spirit. What do I do? Incline your ear. So I inclined. And the Spirit said, tell the demon to identify its position with one hand. And I said it. My heart just palpitated when I saw one hand begin to move. Are you following me? Praise the Lord. The right hand, I think, touched the left hand. So that was a demon associated with the left hand. So I repeated with the left hand, and the left touched the right. I would cast out both of them. And now they gave their names before they left. So it's interesting. The spirit world is awesome. She was a queen. So she had demons allocated to her to work with her. She had a right hand maid and a left hand maid in the spirit. Glory to God. It's awesome. It's awesome. The Lord is so good. So you can command them to do anything. They will obey you. It's not just use your hand to touch. My goodness, I minister to myself. You follow my point. Whatever you tell them to do is what they will do if they are there. That's the way we check if there is a demon there. Okay? You don't have to know. Now, you, the demon that is there in this woman, the major one, I command you to do such and such, and it will respond. Anything you say. Use one hand to touch your position. Lift one hand up or stretch it. So there's anything you tell it, just for you to know that it is there. It will obey. And when you cast it out, because it is your command that made the demon to raise up the hand or whatever it is doing, once the demon is out, the hand will automatically drop because the demon that is holding it has left. Are you following me? Praise the Lord. Now, I have talked about confirming that Jesus is Lord. When we do baptism in the Holy Spirit, many of you who have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, if those who ministered to you did not check the Spirit that was speaking in tongues, some people carry fake tongues in the church. Anytime that we minister in the Holy Spirit, of course, there are times when I don't have to bother. I can tell that it is right. You follow my point. Okay. Different ways that you can do this. It is your command that they will respond to. If it's just a few people, I can come and say, the spirit that is praying in tongues in her, if you are the Lord, begin to declare that Jesus is Lord. I go to the next person, and you can hear them say, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. The one that refuses needs more attention. I hope you follow me now. Praise the Lord. Or if there is a tongue, when you say it, the tongue will get violent. Look me alone. Praise the Lord. In that case, you have a religious spirit. You follow me? If you're speaking in tongues, it's a religious spirit. So frequently you may want to stop the person, explain to the person. You're speaking in tongues, but it's a foul one. It's a religious spirit. I want to cast it out. Is it okay? It's okay. Then you cast it out. Then the person receives and begin to speak the true tongue. Hallelujah. If it is a crusade and we minister to everybody, Holy Spirit, then I cannot be saying, proclaim that Jesus is Lord. That's not easy enough. And what the Lord has given me to do, I'll stand at the platform and then I now begin to pray. Don't shout. Now pray quietly so that you can hear me. Then I will just announce from the platform, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every foul spirit speaking in tongues, I command you to cease. And those who are speaking with fake tongues will no longer be able to speak. They will struggle. They will not speak. You can see some people struggle. It will not come. Because I said it in the name of Jesus. I will then announce to them, all of you who could no longer speak when I commanded the fake tongues to cease, come out. Then they will come out. Then I will explain to them. Then I will cast out the religious spirits. Then I will minister to them. Then they receive. Then they go back. Hallelujah. So whatever we do, we should do diligently. Because fake tongues pollute the fellowship. Yeah. Hallelujah. And then I say direct revelation. In other words, you are not even doing any test. The Holy Spirit just lets you know. Somebody passes by you and the Holy Spirit just lets you know something is wrong. Praise the Lord. You just know that something is wrong. Some time ago, I wanted to employ somebody to work for the church as secretary. We didn't have enough work, but I wanted somebody who wants to be a career secretary. We would employ the person, train for computer, and so on and so forth, and she can grow with the church. And they brought a lady. She did the application. I looked at it. A member of the church recommended her. Her husband came. They seemed to be interested. I said, fine. So, after talking with her, I couldn't write her letter of employment. I will want to write the letter, but I will not be able to write the letter. I just knew something was not right on her application. I knew it had to do with the information on her marriage. I went back to her, the copy of her wedding certificate. I looked at it. I didn't see anything. Sister Mary came to my house one day. I called Sister Mary. I said, something is wrong. I said, I don't know what it is, but it's about this lady's marriage. I said, I haven't written the letter of appointment because I keep getting this prompting that something is not right. I took her file. I brought out the things. I showed to Mary. We looked at everything. I didn't see what it was. Then I said, okay, since the Lord is not telling me what it is, I employed her anyway. Shortly after that, we got to know that they looked like beautiful lovers. But boy, something was terribly wrong. The man, oh my goodness, he made her a very unhappy lady. She never said that. And I told the person who recommended her, I said, but you knew this. You didn't tell me. I would not have refused to employ her because her husband was being unfaithful. I hope you follow me. Yeah, but you should have told God just wanted me to know something was being hidden from me. Okay. You could have told me everything. She wasn't committing a crime. Praise the Lord. I had a hard time with her. I employed her. But eventually I had to terminate her appointment. Because I was telling her she wasn't doing anything. She would go to the office. She would lay a mat and sleep. She would not even sweep. It's not from the US. I came. The whole place was dust. And I entered the office and she was sleeping. And I said, sorry. And I was paying her from my pension. The church didn't even have money to pay her. I wanted to retain her, so I told the church, let us employ her for the church, but I will be paying her from my pension. Praise the Lord. So when I told the executive that I terminated her appointment, they said, if you terminated her appointment, she pushed you to the wall. That was all they said. In fact, somebody said, I thought you had made her appointment a thing of charity. Praise the Lord. Finally, prophecy. Discerning unclean spirits in prophecy. 1 Corinthians 14:29. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. Hallelujah. When somebody is prophesying, you discern whether the prophecy is the truth or whether it is false prophecy. How do you discern it? Compare every prophecy with the word of God. You have to do that. Otherwise, you will be carried away. Whether it sounds good, whether it sounds bad, you need to compare it with the word of God. Hallelujah. Years ago, somebody wrote a letter to Full Gospel and said that there was something that we were not doing. God said that we were not doing this, we were not doing that, we were not doing this, we neglected that. And Ellen Latuji was the president then. He called us, the executives, he presented the letter, gave everybody a copy, we read it. And my goodness, this is not God's language. If a man says, I have an idea, let us do this, do this, do this, it's a different thing. When the man says, God said so, it's a different thing. I hope you follow my point. Your idea may not be that God said. This is not God's language. So we agree. Let us pray and come back and hold a meeting. I got home and I prayed. And God revealed to me. And we were looking for this man. Searching for him. Isaiah. No, Isaiah was a prophet. Isaiah, where are you? Isaiah, where are you? Finally, we found him. Empty bag of Ilubo. He took it and used it to cover himself, and he was hiding under it in the revelation. So we pulled the bag. Isaiah, you are dirty. Go and wash. And I woke up. So we held a meeting and I told them the revelation. And so we decided we're not going to act officially on his message. But we will let people know, anybody who wants to take this action, he is free. But we're not going to say God said. Hallelujah. Sometime ago in the church, somebody prophesied. Thus says the Lord. Anybody who wants to travel in the church must see the general overseer or one of the pastors to pray for them. When the person finished, I told the church, listen to me. Here is the word of God. The Lord shall preserve you in all of your going out and coming in, henceforth and forevermore. Don't see me if you want to travel. Believe the word of God and travel. Praise the Lord. Okay. Hallelujah. I'll stop here on the signing of spirit. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. 5 minutes, we can ask questions or comments. Anybody? Yes, please.
Is there a question,
sir? Yes.
In the act of the apostle,
yes,
chapter 6, it was in the case of Philip. Sorry, chapter 8, act of the apostle. So I read from verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, say, arise and go towards the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is Gaza. And he arose and went. Well, we know the rest of the story. Then, and verse 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot.
Yeah.
So, the first thing says, the angel said to Philip.
Yeah.
Now, he now said, the Spirit said to Philip.
Yes.
So, is there, and I have always think there's a dichotomy between the operation of the angel, of angel, and that of spirit. And if we go by the teachings you are teaching us, it is the gift of the Spirit. So how do we now articulate, how do we now bring in, how do we now relate to the ministry of angel with regard to all those things you, because we hear very little about angels nowadays.
Yeah, because
and this is the New Testament where
okay
we think angels are
okay
not relevant.
Angels are not irrelevant. They are relevant all the time. What says the word of God of angels? He says, are they not spirits
sent forth
to minister to those who will be heirs of salvation? Sent forth to minister for us.
Okay.
For us. Okay. To minister for us. Are you following me now? Now, what you have just said, there is no mix up. The angel of the Lord said to Philip, and the Spirit said to Philip, hey, if you isolate angel from the word spirit, an angel is a spirit in the first place. Are they not spirits sent forth? Are you following me now? An angel is a spirit. What if it's not a spirit? Holy Spirit, what prevents the Holy Spirit from still talking to Philip directly? Nothing. Nothing.
And then, sir?
Yes.
I also want to maybe add this.
Yes.
It's like there's a very high degree of sensitivity that we need to maintain to be able to enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Like the case of Philip here.
Yeah.
Now, who are saying we have to discern spirits?
Yeah.
We will look at this account. I didn't see any sign anywhere where Philip was trying to discern
whether it was the Holy Spirit.
Whether it was the Holy Spirit.
No, he had already discerned it.
He succeeded very well in a very big area. He will lead the account back up. And then,
sir.
And then now God said, go to one single person.
Yes.
In the desert.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's in our own contemporary time.
No,
it's not
to Africa. Go to Africa. But he saw a single person.
Okay.
He was sending him to Africa.
Okay. So I'm just trying to bring out the point that we don't maintain that high level. Because if we see the promptness with which he responded,
yeah,
that staggers me too. He just immediately. Yeah, we want to spend days to discern and know.
You know, you don't have to. I haven't actually said anything about spending days to discern.
No, how I was able to come to that level, that is
I know, but that is why we are sharing these things, so that our level can go up. Are we?
Yes.
Right, that is what we are saying, that God has laid these things for us, and we must reach for them. Otherwise, we are going to suffer when we ought not to suffer. Are you following me? Okay, that is why we are discussing these things. We want us to be sensitive to the things of the Spirit of God. You don't need this to discern something. But you may need this to ponder over something. Because if God has not told you, he has not told you. I hope you follow my point. Elisha said to Gehazi, there comes the Shunammite. There is something on her mind. Go to her and ask physically, because the Lord has not told me. I hope you follow me now. Okay, if the Lord has not told you, he has not told you. So you can ponder. You can ask questions. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
The microphone, please. There's one issue which ponder on. This devil,
yes,
Satan, is just one person or one angel,
yeah,
who fell from God's presence. And we say he's not omnipresent, he's not omnipotent. We have about 5 over 6 billion people on earth.
Yeah.
And anything that happens, we say it's the devil. You know, at any material time. Say it's the devil, the devil, the devil.
Yeah.
Is he so multiplying himself, or what is it?
Revelation chapter 12. When Lucifer revolted, one third of the angels in heaven fell with him. There are more than all of the people in the whole world put together. There are myriads and myriads of demons that serve the devil. The devil is not omnipotent. But If you don't understand the dynamics of the spirit world, you may think that he can be in two places at the same time. The reason being that Satan, being an angel, will have awesome speed. Do you follow me now? In the spirit world, you travel at the speed of thought. You think of the place and you are there. Are you following me? That is faster than the speed of light. So, if Satan himself now appeared in New York right now to somebody, within the next 2 seconds, he can appear in Lagos to somebody else by reason of speed. Are you following me? But he is not present in both places at the same time. But the interval between them is so short that the man in New York, by the time that he says, "Hey, I have seen Satan appear," the one in Lagos can be saying, "He is right here too." Are you following my point? Because it's only 2 seconds between them. Because distance is nothing to a spirit out in the spirit world. Okay. But it's not the same case with God. God is virtually present in all places at the same time. That is omnipresence. Okay. The last one. Hallelujah.
About the ministry of the angel and that of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Like our brother rightly said, you know, some people believe that the angels are not ministering to believers in this generation, that it was during the Old Testament. But we can see from the Word of God that even in the book of Acts chapter 10, how God sent an angel to minister to Cornelius.
Yeah.
And also Acts 12, how Peter was delivered by an angel that
yes.
took him out of the prison. And even Jesus Christ himself made mention of angels, that he could even ask the Father to send angels to deliver him.
Yes.
So I want us to see, you know, that God is still using his sending his angels, even physically, to deliver people and to send a message to people of experiences. Then about, you know, identifying the voice of God, getting to the level of Philip. God can send a single person, I mean, a minister of God to another nation. It's adapted to me that here in Ilori, God sent me to Enugu. I thought I was going to hold a crusade, but behold, it was just to encourage a man of God that just started his ministry. When I got there, you know, encouraged the minister. In fact, initially I said I would not go because they had just left our former church, the palace. But I wasn't there too. I said, "God, I learned that he fought and left." Then God said, "Go there." For the fact that Paul and Barnabas could not continue their missionary journey together doesn't mean that they were not doing it. Go there. So when I got in the after ministry, it was blessed. Then I still told him that I'm coming back to hold crusade. Up to today, I didn't go for. And another time, sent me to another person again. So his soul is valuable before God. Even at times, God can even send somebody from Nigeria to America just to rescue a person.
Yeah.
But we should develop ourselves by hearing and obeying the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
There are some things God will tell you to do. You will just know this is God. But when you have question mark in your heart that is this God, that is where we need to decide. But when you know that this thing is scriptural, this thing, you have the peace of God within you, then move ahead. But if there is a question of that, are you sure it's God? Then we can pray and we will not rush to take the step, the decision. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Once you are familiar with the voice of God, there are things he will say to you. You don't have to be asking any questions. You just know this is God. Straight. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what we have shared today. Father, we bless your holy name. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for making these things possible for us. Holy Spirit, we just bless your name. We bless your holy name. We ask that you continue to glorify Jesus in our lives. And show us how to best glorify him in our lives, in our homes, in our ministries, on our jobs, in all things. So that by the time that we leave this world, we can also say, like you said, "Father, we have glorified you in the earth. We have done the job that you gave us to do." Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.